Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
Ready to win. All right, you guys. Welcome back to another week's show of Ready to win. This is Star.
And Pastor Dab.
And we, of course, are here with our favorite engineer, Mr. Allen. And you guys, do you know what today is? It's our anniversary.
Hey, Alan. Alan's putting his
face. He's putting his face
on
the camera.
It's our anniversary, y'all.
It's our anniversary, you guys. We've been on the air 1 year.
1 year.
Tomorrow. So so excited. This is our anniversary week, actually, weekend.
Yeah.
And it just feels good to make this mark, you know.
Yes, it does.
1 year on the being on the air and being able to share with families of what it's like having a child with special needs. And just to be able to share some of our journey with you guys and hopes that it will give you hope along the way.
Yes, that's so true.
So it's been a great year, and hope you guys have enjoyed listening to us and all of our crazy stories. And
we hope that the resources have helped somebody out there that has heard us.
Yeah, we've got lots of resources that we've given. We've had a lot of people that we've had on the air over the year, and we have a lot more that we would like to have on the air in the upcoming year. So if you guys know of any families or anybody that's out there that's making a difference in the community, you know, send them to us and have them call in. They can call in the truth number 904-401-1413 and, you know, come on the line and share a positive word with us. Or they can go to our email address at info@givewayfoundation.org. And they can, and you know, tell us they want to come on the air. We would love to interview them and just see what they're doing to make our community a better place, and especially make it better for children and families that have special needs children.
Yeah, so, that's just true.
Yeah, so excited about that.
Yes,
and
we
like
are.
Every week we start our show off with some positivity.
All right.
So we're turning it over to Pastor Dab. Take
All
it away.
All right, y'all. Okay, today we're going to be coming from Philippians 3. 13 through 14 says, "Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press." We have to do that. We have to press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All right. So we do have to know how to stay in the race, get in the race, and continue to run. Continue to pursue the things that God has for us on our journey.
That's it.
And so that's the word for today. Just
press on. Yeah,
pursue. Keep pursuing the things that God has promised you, because, you know, God has the master plan. He has the master plan for each and every one of us. So just continue to pursue the will of God and to follow his lead, and he will take you places that you've never, ever seen or have been to.
That's awesome. That's an awesome word. And that's what it's all about, pressing on.
Yes.
Especially when you don't feel like it or you feel like giving up. I mean, we've had so many of those days and weeks, and sometimes they last for months. Those seasons can last for months and months and months. And it's so hard to continue to press. But you have to just trust God and believe his word and know that he will. He'll never leave you or forsake you.
That's
you know?
Right. You got to have that goal. You have to have that. You have to press. You're pressing toward the goal, you know, so that you can what? Win the prize. Yes. And so you have to first get in the race.
You have to
get started.
Yeah. Yes. We're in the race. We're started.
Yes.
And we're pressing towards that goal. So whatever that goal might be for you, you guys, all of us have different lives and different stories and different challenges, you know. But for us, I know what the goal is. One of our goals, and it's so, the thing is that the goal is so out of our control. Like, I can't do anything about it, but the things that I can control, which is the activity. So I'm responsible for the activity, but I'm not responsible for the results. God is responsible for the results. So
we're expecting God for the results.
Continue to water the seed,
plant,
which is
water,
which is doing the best I can every single day with what I have, you know, and that's what we do every day. So my goal is for Gabriel, of course, to be able to talk. I want him to be able to talk. I want him to be able to express his hurts, his pains, his happiness, his joy. I want him to be able to say, I love you, mommy. You know, I just can't wait for him to tell me those words. I know he loves me. Right. Sometimes he'll just come and grab my head real hard. I'm like, okay. He'll squeeze it real tight because you guys are getting so strong. But I know he loves me, but I want to be able to hear him say, I love
about hearing
you, mommy.
That, those words, I love you.
Can't wait to hear that. So what do? We keep him in speech therapy. You know, those are the activities that we follow. We keep doing our part. Keep him in speech therapy.
Right.
Keep him in all the different therapies that he can be involved in. We try to use the iPad for communication, and we try this thing or that thing just to make sure that we're covering all of our bases on our end. But God is responsible for the results and in due season, and
he brings forth that increase that we need.
And in due season, he will bring it to pass, you know, and we just keep on believing God that he's going to speak and declare the wondrous works of the Lord. That's what we say over him every night. But I do tell you this, what the Lord has done for me on our journey, because Gabriel is 10 now, and I haven't heard him talk since he was 2, so it's been eight years. Yeah, 8 years.
New beginnings.
Yeah, so 8 years, and I tell you what God has done, he's given me peace in the midst of the storm, and I think that that thing right there is priceless, because you know, I always just say, God, fix Gabriel, fix him, fix him, fix him, fix him. And, you know, he really had to fix me. I'm the one that got fixed along the way.
Right. I think that's so key, finding the peace in the midst of the storm.
That's what he gave me. He gave me peace right here in the midst of it. So now I have that peace that if he never does it, if he never does what I wanted him to do or what I want to see, God has given me peace. I know he's able, but that just is not the journey or the path for us. And so I've just learned how to have peace right here in the midst of the storm. And I learned how not to let that be a tormenting spirit, because sometimes you guys, if when you, especially if you have children that are nonverbal, sometimes it can be a tormenting spirit for the parents, the children, and every, you know, everybody whenever they're trying to talk and communicate, and it's just frustrating for both on both parties. But it used to just frustrate me so much. I'm like, I don't know what he wants.
Right.
And now I just have so much peace about it. I'm just like learning how to just have peace and just stay even keel, and you know,
stay calm.
Stay calm. And I mean, I got a lot of gray hair under the wig, but
we can't give up and quit. You just have to keep it moving. You have to keep continuing. That's that pursuing, you know, what God has for you and for me, you know. And yeah, we're going to get them gray hairs.
They've come, but you know, it's all good. So so we're excited, you guys. It's been a year, and we're just going to do a recap of some of our favorite shows that we've had, and I hope we can remember them all. I'm going to do a lot of them off the top of my head of some of the shows that we've had. But we, before we go into that, we're going to play our first song. This song, I love it so much. It's called When. It took Gabriel 18 months to learn how to put a ball in a container. But we said, you know what? No matter what, we're going to win.
That's right.
Are you ready to win?
I am, I am, I am.
So ready, so ready.
Are you ready to win?
I am, I am, I am.
So ready, so ready.
Are you ready to win?
I am, I am, I am.
So ready, so ready.
So let's jump on shore, turn around and spin. Get ready to win.
Yes, we are. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Ready to Win. This is Star.
And Pastor Dab.
And we do this radio program every week, you guys, to help children and families get connected to the resources they need. Especially if you have special needs children, you guys, we're out here on our own personal journey. And it all started off with us just videoing our life with Gabriel. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, you should do more of those videos. And so, of course, we started doing more of the videos. But really, I know the Lord wanted us to do more to get the resources out of the things that we use to help Gabe. And so that's why we started this program. It took us about 6 months or so. We talked about it, and we were going to do a different station that was further down south. And my mom said, Star, why don't you just call over to this a radio station that's right here in Jacksonville? And I'm like, wow. She said, we have the school here. We have our foundation is here, Giveaway Foundation. Why don't you just call over there and see how much it costs to get on the air? And so we did, and here we are a year later celebrating our 1 year anniversary. Right. It's our anniversary week. So thank you guys so much for tuning in with us today. And thank you for following us along on our journey. And thank you for hanging out with us for the last year as we continue to bring those resources to you guys. So
yes, and it has definitely been a journey.
It sure has.
Yes, but like I say, God has the master plan for our lives.
He does.
Yes, so we just have to continue on and get the plan that he has for you so that we can do and help others and be a blessing on the journey.
That's it. And that's what we're doing. So we're going to do a little recap of some of our guests that we've had on. I wish we could put a little clip in here from the video, but I want you guys to know that you can go back and listen to all of the podcasts. That's one of the things I love about being here on the Truth Radio program is that they keep a podcast. So you can go to ilovethetruth.com and you can go right down to Ready to Win. And they have a list of all of our podcasts over, I think, the last 6 months. And then we have one on our own website, www.giveawayfoundation.org. And you can actually get video on there and you can see some of our live podcasts. But our very first speaker that we had on, which I was so excited about, was the Family Cafe.
Yes.
And we had Jeremy on from the Family Cafe, and we're going to get them back on again. This is the largest conference for people with disabilities in the country. It's held every year, and it's in Orlando this year from the 15th through the 17th. And it's going to be amazing. It's at the Hyatt Regency Orlando and 9801. Universal Boulevard Drive or something like that. Let me get it, pull it up. And also, you guys, registration opens up this Wednesday on Valentine's Day. I think that's so sweet. And also this Wednesday is World Disability Day. And then also that's the day that the Family Cafe registration opens up on this Wednesday. And so it's going to be such a great, great day. You guys, get registered for the Family Cafe. This is the 20th year. Let me see. Tell you guys what's happening here. But it's going to be amazing, the Family Cafe. And so you want to get registered right away. But Jeremy came on. He talked about the Family Cafe. We have tons of video and footage on the Family Cafe if you guys want to go and look at what it's all about. They have workshops and conferences. They have music there. They have government officials there, the senators and state legislators, people that work in Tallahassee to make all of the rules and pass all the laws for things that concern families and people with disabilities. And it's just awesome. The APD is there, Agencies for Persons with Disabilities. It's just an amazing conference.
Yes, it is.
I mean, they had the chief.
They have all kinds of resources.
All kinds of resources. I'm trying to remember all the people
they
that was in the panel.
Different types of equipment that people might need.
Adaptive
equipment, all everything that you need, everything you're looking for is at this conference. And so just come if you can and get what you need.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Because it's available for you.
Hyatt Regency Orlando, you guys, and the number to the Hyatt Regency for you to make a reservation, you can call 888-421-1442. And the Family Cafe has a a family cafe block of rooms for $119 a night, which is a great price because usually to stay at the Hyatt Regency, you're looking at about $200. And so they have a great price. And then the family cafe also does a lotto where when you register, you can they pick like 100 or 100. I think it's 100 or 150 families that they give free rooms to. And you just it's just like on a lottery basis. I guess they just pick names or whatever. And guess what? You can get a free room that way, and it pays for your stay while you're there. But even if you don't get the free room, the rate of $119 is priceless to be able to go and get all those resources. And I can tell you that from the first time we went to the family cafe, our lives changed from that. I mean, we got tied into so many key people that were making a difference in the special needs realm and the resources that were available. I mean, it totally changed our life our quality of life.
It just puts you in an awe moment, you know. It's just when you see so many people that have the need and you know, that need the resources, and, you know, it just touched my heart to just meet so many wonderful people there. And the people were just, it was just one big happy family. Everybody was kind and caring and was concerned about one another.
Yes.
And you just felt like you were a part of that. You know,
do.
It was such a part of that large group of people. And it just, I don't know, it was just that first time I went, it was like, even if I didn't have a special needs grandson, I would still want to go just to be a part, just to help.
Yes.
You know, just to render my services, to give back to the community, to help, because there's something there for everybody, and they need volunteers as well. So I would just want to just give, mm-hmm. just to be of service, just because you see the need there.
Right. And you definitely can give to them and support what they're doing. They've been around and been doing these conferences since 1998. And every year I declare it's over 10,000 people there, you know. So it's
bigger and better every year. Yeah.
20th year anniversary. And it's the 15th through the 17th. And online registration opens up on Wednesday, February the 14th. Okay. So if you want to register for the Family Cafe, which is the best disabilities conference in the country, the largest and the best, it's amazing. February 14th, you want to get registered as soon as possible and make sure that you complete the registration form, familycafe.net. Okay, guys, that's familycafe.net. You can register, complete your registration, and apply for the financial assistance that's distributed through a lottery process. And
make your reservation.
Make your reservation for your hotel room. And I want to tell you guys that you can also complete your registration by mail if you don't have access to the internet. But if you have any questions or concerns, just give us an email at info@giveawayfoundation.org so we can help you, because we want to help as many people get to this conference as possible. You know, we want to be a part of helping as many people know about the Family Cafe as possible. I meet so many people here that have children with special needs, and they don't even know what the Family Cafe is. They've never been. Parents, caregivers, specialists. You got to get there. It's so amazing. And like I said, you can email. You can register online. It's free to register online. There's no registration fee for people with disabilities and their families to attend. So there's no registration fee. There's no excuses, okay,
yes.
Not to go. We're planning on going.
No excuse, only if we make them.
Yeah, only if we make them. That's right. So it's amazing. This is going to be the 20th anniversary. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be an amazing, amazing event. And every year when we go, it's like going home to see family. It's like a family reunion.
It really is. And then we make friends, and we see so many people that we meet from year to year, you know, and we walk and they'll say, Star, you know,
yeah.
They'll call our names that they recognize. Us,
yeah,
you know?
They do recognize.
They get excited.
Us.
We get excited when we see them. And it's just a great atmosphere. And it's a great thing for family to come together that have needs.
It is. So we love it. So that's definitely, that was our first speaker, which meant so much to me. To be able to have them on, because I love that event so much. And they were our first guest speaker on our radio program. And so thank you so much, Family Cafe, for being our first speaker on there. That was priceless for us as well. And we hope that you guys can get registered on this Wednesday. Mark your calendars and get registered for the Family Cafe. That's going to be right here in Orlando. Okay. So that was our first speaker. Our next speaker that we had come on our radio program was Miss Corinne Bass from Making Strides for Autism.
All right. Yay,
and she Corinne. Did an awesome, awesome job on here. And she gave great information about what they're doing. And they are a nonprofit organization right here that helps children and families with autism. And they've got a lot of amazing things going on. You can go to their website, makingstridesforautism.com. And then also find their Facebook page, Making Strides for Autism. And I know that they have a walk coming up, run, walk, or STEM. And I think that's exciting, too. And, you know, she has a son. Her son and Gabriel are about the same age. And he does really, really well. He's amazing. We got to participate in a couple of events, and he's just such a big helper for his mom. And she has just done so much to help the community and the families that have children with autism here.
Yes.
And so her goal is to make Jacksonville and Northeast Florida a more autistic-friendly community. And so I know she's done some amazing things, and she continues to do amazing things here. So make sure you go and check out her Facebook page so that you guys can see these events. I know they have a big autism on World Autism Day. They have that coming up in April. And then I know we have Run, Walk, or STEM is going to be in February. Okay. So make sure that you check them out as well. And I know we are going to be participating in all those events as well. And anytime that you guys have events, or if you know of any other events that help children and families with special needs, be sure to email us or let us know what's going on in the community, because we want to definitely stay tuned and be able to give this information out to other people. I know a lot of times, sometimes when you hear about things, I get mad. I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't know about that, you know? So it's so good when you can hear about it in advance.
Right.
And then we're able to give out the information. I wish there was like a calendar of events for for families and children with special needs, so they can know all the places that they could go and all the different events that would be suitable, you know, for their children and adults. You know, I think that's something that we can maybe try to pull together. Some type of calendar that, you know, you can just have one stop and you can see all the different events that can help the families.
That sounds good.
Yeah, because sometimes we hear about things, it's too late. I know.
We usually miss them or hear after the
After the fact. And we're like, I wish I would have known about that. Not just so we could have went, but so we could have shared it with other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know last night they had Night to Shine.
Yes.
And it was amazing. It was all over the news. And I know a couple of our friends went to that. And I know that was awesome.
Right.
I seen it. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I seen the pictures. And he looked so handsome. So we were just so happy. We were like over there screaming when we seen the pictures. Because what an experience to be able to go to prom, you know.
That's so awesome. Priceless.
It's priceless to be able to go to prom and be the king of the prom. That is so amazing.
So great opportunity.
It is. So it's just things like that, you guys, you don't want to miss.
Just those types of things and events really make a big difference in the family's lives.
They do. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
So we're so excited. We're excited. We're going to share with you a couple more events and different things, different speakers that we have had on here. And we want you guys to get ready for what we have upcoming for the rest of the month of February, because I know we are going to have Mr. Joey back on.
Yeah.
He was awesome last week, wasn't he?
Yes, he really brought forth a good, great information.
Great information.
On getting fit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I know I've been trying to do a little bit more in the house, you know. And I like that he said that, you know, you can choose to work out in the house or at the location, but it's all about just getting moving and
all about making the decision to get started.
Making the decision to get started and getting started and putting yourself as a priority and your health as a priority.
Yes.
I mean,
making an investment in yourself.
It really hit me last week when he said, quit, you know, watching the scale and look at the blood work and make sure you're healthy. Not the scale doesn't say you're healthy, but all that other stuff says you're healthy. When you have good blood work and good balance, everything's in balance.
Everything's leveled. Balance.
So that was a good word. And I know he's going to come back in a couple weeks and we're going to get him back on. He's going to talk about nutrition, but be sure to look him up at SculptaFit and JoeyAtlas.com and, you know, Fitness the Atlas Way. He was amazing. Awesome.
Yes, he was.
Awesome.
He really brought it home. He really had so many things to explain about how to work out, how to get toned, how to get fit. And it wasn't strenuous.
It wasn't.
I really liked it. I enjoyed it. They had the different stations, and you went around. Everything was timed, and you went around. You worked on each station for a certain amount of time. And I really enjoyed that.
Me and Mommy went, and we had the express class, so it was only like 30 minutes. But I think they have another class that's 45 minutes. So,
yes.
Yeah, we'll do that one. We'll do that one again.
Yeah.
So we had a really good time.
Yeah, thank you for
the opportunity. If you're out there listening, we thank you for coming into the studio last week and sharing about what you do. It was just amazing having you here. Mm-hmm. And thank you for inviting me and Mommy to come into your studio, SculptaFit, and be able to participate in the class. So, and I mean, you guys, we can give our honest reviews on it. It was amazing.
It was.
And what I loved is that he said it doesn't have to hurt. You know, a lot of times people don't want to exercise because they think it's going to hurt and break you down. But it was really great. We felt great after we left.
Yes, we did.
It was really good. So
you guys, rejuvenating.
You're tuned in to Ready to Win. This is Star.
And Pastor Dan.
And we're celebrating our 1-year anniversary being on the air. We're so excited to be able to bring you resources for children and families that might have special needs. And so we just thank you so much for following us along this whole year. And we're looking forward to having another great year full of resources and sharing and caring with you guys. So thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll be right back after the break.
Yes.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The sister of the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says a summit between her brother and the South Korean president Moon Jae-in would pave the way for fast improvement and would make an historic improvement in their relationship. IOC spokesman Mark Adams says a handshake they had was a promising sign.
I think it shows it opens the door maybe just a little bit. But, you know, the Olympic Games are about sport in the end, and so the sport starts today. But yesterday was a great symbol. And a great indication of maybe how things can be.
Meanwhile, Vice President Pence is back on his way to Washington after watching part of the opening ceremony and watching part of those early heats. President Trump is refusing to declassify a memo drafted by congressional Democrats about the FBI's Russia investigation.
Citing national security concerns, the White House notified the House Intelligence Committee that the president is unable to publicly release the Democrat memo. The document counters GOP allegations about abuse of government surveillance. White House counsel Don McGahn asked Democrats to revise sensitive passages of the memo with the help of the Justice Department. A week ago, the president declassified a Republican memo that he says vindicates him in the Russia probe. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A second White House staff resignation over domestic abuse allegations.
One of the Trump administration's speechwriters, David Sorensen, has resigned after publication of allegations of physical and emotional abuse made against him by his former wife. His resignation comes days after top Trump aide, Staff Secretary Rob Porter, also left under similar allegations. His two ex-wives and now a former girlfriend all saying he abused them.
That is correspondent Tim McGuire reporting. Better session on Wall Street to end the week on Friday. The Dow up 330 points. This is SRN News.
Thanks so much for making us part of your Saturday afternoon. It'll be a partly sunny and mild afternoon, high about 80 degrees, clouds tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Partly sunny skies again for tomorrow, Sunday's highs in the upper 70s. There's a 40% chance of shower activity on Sunday night. Overnight lows will be in the mid-60s. Monday and Tuesday, more showers expected, highs will be in the 70s. And the outlook Wednesday through Friday, expect partly cloudy skies with daytime temperatures in the mid-70s and your overnight readings near 60.
All right, you guys, we're back. This is Star.
And this is Pastor Dab.
And we are ready to win. And if you're just tuning in, we thank you so much. We do this radio program every Saturday from 12 to 1 that comes on. It helps children and families with special needs to get connected to the resources that they need. And so I am very excited to be able to share with you some more tips that's going to help you along your way. I was just looking up over the break some different events that are going to be coming up. And I know we talked about the walk, run, or STEM event. And I was looking up the date for that. It's with Making Strides for Autism. It's going to be on February the 25th at 715 Riverside Avenue. It's a 5K and Run Walker STEM, Friends with Autism 5K and Community Walk. So that's going to be an amazing event, you guys. And you definitely want to come out and support that event. It says, who is your 1 in 68? Because 1 in 68 children are diagnosed with autism. Mm-hmm. And so I know those numbers continue to keep increasing and increasing. And you just never know who is going to hit. There's people's kids that are, you know, doctors, lawyers, preachers, teachers, you know, you never know.
Right.
You know.
And it could hit your household more than one time.
It sure can. Yes. So it definitely is a life changer. It changed our life for sure, but not for the bad, the good. It just makes everything more interesting.
Good way to put it.
Yeah. Never, ever a dull moment. That's I can right. tell you that, you yes. know, it's just a whole different way of life. And but it hasn't been the worst thing in the world.
That's right.
It's just been it's given me a lot of perspective. And I know God has chosen to give Gabriel to us to make us better and yes. to show us a different way. And I don't know, he's just opened up my eyes to so many different things. I mean, right. sometimes, you know, I can have a pity party, but I'm not going to. But I mean, it's like, you never know why did this happen to me? You know, right. But it's really amazing to see him come into his own, to see how he kind of processes things. And he's an awesome, awesome little guy there. I'm really thankful for him. I'm thankful that God gave me him to take care of. And
such a precious gift.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Yes. It's a precious, precious gift.
All of our children are gifts from God.
Yeah.
And it's up to us to take care of the gift, to mm-hmm. nourish the gift, to pour into the gift, to invest into the gift mm-hmm. so that it can be the best that it can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's what we do every mm-hmm. day. And I just love them. And I know you guys out there love your babies too.
Yes.
But it's just amazing to see how they change you. They really change you. They change your life and make you better.
Yeah. They stretch you to be better, your best.
They do.
Yes.
They make you be your best.
They make you be your best.
So we are excited. So make sure you guys check out Friends with Autism 5K and Community Walk February the 25th. All right, guys. And the next one I want to talk about was one of my good girlfriends, Miss Erica Bogan.
Hey, Erica. Shout out to Erica.
She was Miss Wheelchair of America, and she was on here, and she gave her story and her testimony about how a car accident that she had due to domestic violence changed her life. It put her, it paralyzed her from the waist down. And she is awesome.
Yes.
She is a phenomenal woman. When mm-hmm. I tell you, we met her on the surfing. Okay.
Right.
I was like, wow. You know, so that no limits. And Alan, you got to meet her too when she came in here.
Yes.
So you've seen all the
strength. She's so full of life and energy. And oh my goodness.
Yeah. She's just amazing.
Yeah.
She's so amazing. And I learned so much from her, just the way her mindset is. And one thing that she said that, you know, always sticks with me, she says that she would never change her accident. Like, she wouldn't go back and change her accident to make, you know, some people, when if they had an accident, they would say, well, if I could turn back the hands of time, I would take that away so that this wouldn't happen, so this wouldn't be my life, or so that I could walk again. But she never says that. She mm-hmm. actually says the opposite. And I'm like, wow, for her to say that, I just admire her so much.
Right,
you know,
too. Positive.
She's so positive. She's right. so positive. She says, because she wouldn't have met the people that she's met. She wouldn't have the strength and the determination and the courage and everything that she has gained from that accident. And so one of the terminologies that she used that I have started using, and she says, we have wheelers and we have walkers. And so now at school, I'm like, we have so many wheelers and we have so many walkers, you know? Mm-hmm. And I love that, you know? So she just really, she makes it fun, and she's just so full of life, and she's such an overcomer, and she's just so determined. And she shows and proves every single day that there are no limits, you know?
Right. And she's very health conscious too, y'all. And she's, oh my goodness.
She's in that gym, whipping those ropes. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I follow her too, on her journey. Yeah.
Follow her on her journey. Erica Bogan, I know she has a page too. And so she's simply the best.
Right.
Simply the best. And I love her. And I thank her so much for being on our program. I think she was one of our very first families and friends that we had on as well. And then we had Miss Hugs for Madison, Kimberly Copeland, and she was on, and she has her organization, Hugs for Madison, and another awesome nonprofit organization that helps families with children with autism, because her daughter has autism. And so she was amazing, and she just talked from her heart, you guys. And I tell you, these stories, I'm sure she's getting ready to have her event too. She'll be having her event in April as well. So make sure you guys just stay tuned, because we're going to try to give these announcements out in well in advance, you know, for us to support these events and these awesome people making a difference in the community and making a difference in the lives of people that have children with special needs. So shout out to Hugs for Madison. That's an awesome organization. And you guys can like their Facebook page, Hugs for Madison, as well.
Yes.
They have such a strong family unit. I love that.
Yes, I do too.
Another one of those families that we see every year at the family cafe.
At the family cafe.
Did we meet there? I think we might have met there.
I think we met them there.
I think we met them at the family cafe. And then we started seeing them at different organizations and different things right here in the Jacksonville area. We started seeing them pop up here. Pop, I'm like, ah! You know, so they're just amazing.
Right.
And it's just the strong family
unit. She's an awesome, strong woman of God.
Yeah. Loves the Lord, and she be having that baby dressed to the nine every Sunday. She puts their pictures out of them going to church and her little outfit, and I loved it. And then this year she did something with her. I think she got a train or something for Christmas, and her opening up her Christmas presents and stuff like that. So it was so awesome. So I love that, you guys. You guys definitely want to follow these people, because they give you hope and they let you know you're not in it alone. You know, so these are just some awesome people that we've had in our radio program over the past year. And there's so many. I can't even.
And we appreciate everybody that came out and joined us and participated. Yeah. Can't name everybody, but
I know. We've had so many.
Yeah.
Another one, though, before we go to a song, I want to talk about was Mike Tennis.
Yes.
Amazing. He did a show with us for securing and being ready,
being prepared
for disasters.
Yeah.
That was an awesome show.
Yeah.
And you guys want to make sure you go back and listen, because that was an awesome show.
Yes.
He talked about different strategies for being safe, especially with the hurricane, and being how you can be prepared for that in different ways that you could survive. Survivalist mentality. And that's the name of his group.
Yes.
Survivalist mentality. So he was on. He did an excellent job.
I thought he did too.
Yeah. So we loved that show as well. So there's been so many.
Yes.
So many. And then this is going to be the last one I talk about before we play a song. I know we're going to play this song. It's getting better every day. But I want to talk about this real quick.
Okay.
We had on the AAA scholarship. They came on to talk about the scholarship program.
Oh, yes.
And I thought that was really great, too. And I just, you know, we want to make sure that people get information and resources that will help them on their journey, and for them to come on and talk about that Gardner scholarship and how it helps families be able to choose, you know. And we did a whole series on education. It is your choice, you know, homeschool, private school, or public school. And I think we did it about a 4-week series on that. And we had different people call in and talk about what their choice was.
Mm-hmm.
And we met them at the family cafe.
Yes.
And they came on the radio and they talked about the scholarship. And I think the average scholarship, you guys, is average about $10,000. And some get more if they have a higher matrix score. But you guys can go back on and listen to that show again. It was awesome. And we just got something in the mail that says that they are still accepting applications. So if you're out there and you're trying to find the right choice for education for your child, definitely
yes.
you can tune in, go back and get that information and go on their website so that you can get information on how you can have the information for your scholarship and be eligible for these scholarships, because those scholarships make a big, big difference. And they give you a lot of opportunity to get some things that your children might need that can be covered, like your therapies. I know some of the children are able to utilize different communication devices. And then what I really like about it was that they can utilize the whatever funding is left over for like a trade school or go to college.
That's awesome.
So I think that's so awesome for, you know, it lets them know that you can go to college. This can help you be able to have an opportunity to go to college.
Get your education
after you get out of high school. So I absolutely love that. So we've had so many different people on here. I'm just looking back at all of our guests that we've had on here, and we've had a lot of fun over the year. So we thank you guys for
it's been a great journey so far on this Ready to Win program.
Yeah, and we thank you.
You forgot one.
Which one?
Quentin. I was blessed today. He was preaching and dying.
I know, that's right. Yeah.
Shout out to Q.
Shout out to Quentin.
QLF.
Yes. He really, that was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He just let the Lord use him. He just floated, just like flow. Yeah. We play that a couple times as reruns because it was just so good. I was like, where in the world? It just all came out of him. Thank you. Yeah.
What's in you will come out.
It will come out. And so he just
good or bad.
He poured.
But he brought forth a good word that day.
He did.
Yeah.
He poured that
he's
out.
He's a wise man.
Yeah. It was
so shout
awesome.
Out to Q. Yeah.
Shout out to Q for that.
Yes.
He really poured that out of him, and he talked. And you know, it's just so awesome to have him come, because some of the time that we've been on the air, mm-hmm. he's stationed in Japan.
Yes.
And then he just came right back and picked everything right back
yeah,
up.
Got right in the mainstream.
Right back
start
in the mainstream.
Got into the flow of things.
And
yes.
everything, you know, it's been amazing. And then he can see some of the things that we've done while he's been gone. So I love that. You know, it kind of gives him the, like, wow, this is what they're doing while I'm gone. And they're making a difference. Mm-hmm. And then he can come right back in.
And then when he goes out on another deployment, we.
Yep.
We do something else.
We do something else. He's like, oh, Lord, what are y'all going to do next?
Getting creative.
He's like, next time you guys are going to come back, y'all are going to be on the television.
That's what I was going to say. You're going to see us on
next
TV.
Next time you see me, we'll be on TV. But which is one of our goals.
Yeah.
Okay, we do want to get on TV. But that other program I was talking about was Step Up for Students, and then Quentin did do an amazing job, you guys. So Step Up for Students. And these are just some of our programs that we've had on, but you guys can always go back to our Facebook page, The Giveaway Foundation. We are helping children and families with special needs. We feel so blessed that we're able to contribute and to be able to be a blessing to other families. We've been able to give away so many different things this year. People have actually donated to our organization diapers, chairs. Oh my goodness. We're getting ready to donate a above ground swimming pool. Just different things we've been able to donate to other families, and people
right.
have donated to
people
us.
That have a need, and just pass it on, pass it forward.
And that's what we're excited
when you
about.
Have something to give, just pass it forward.
Yeah, and if you would like to donate,
it's going to come back to you, whatever you need.
If you would like to donate anything that you have that you think could be a blessing to other families that have mm-hmm. children with special needs, and email us at info@giveawayfoundation.org. And just make sure you stay tuned. We have a lot of video on our YouTube page, YouTube channel under Starfields, and then on our Facebook page, and then, of course, on our website, mm-hmm. www.giveawayfoundation.org. So it's been a pleasure to be here with you guys for this year. We've had such an amazing time.
We are truly appreciative. We love you guys. We thank you for tuning in to the broadcast every week and, mm-hmm. you know, following us on our journey, being a big support system. Mm-hmm. We might not be able to see you, but we thank you for listening.
We sure do thank you for listening.
And we hope that we've said something or something was said or done that might encourage you on your journey.
Yes, for sure. And that's what we're here for. So you guys stay tuned, because we're ready to play this song. It is getting better every day.
Getting better.
Getting better. Getting better. Getting better.
Keep moving forward.
That is it. And we thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is Star.
And Pastor Dab.
We are ready to win, you guys. And we
ready
come
to
on
win.
Every single week, Saturdays from 12 to 1. We help bring information and resources for children and families with special needs.
Yes.
So thank you so much for tuning in with us. This is our year anniversary. And today we've just been doing a recap of some of our speakers that mm-hmm. have been on our program. And a lot of them have come into the studio and some of them have called in. But when I was over the break, I said, I gotta mention these last three. Okay. And we had Miss Candace Cherie. She's our super mom. I have her on the flyer. And she talked about homeschooling and how homeschooling has been such a blessing for her and her family. And so you guys, of course, can go on and listen to that broadcast again. And that was part of our 3-week series that we did on private school, homeschool, public school. It's your choice. Okay. And it really is your choice. We love the school choice that people can choose. Of course, we talked about Step Up for Students. And then we also had on there another one of our dear friends, Brittany.
Yes.
And she actually told her story because we both have children that were born premature. And she told her story with her experience with for the March of Dimes. And that's something that's really near and dear to our heart. Both of our kids were in the NICU for a long, long time. And so she just shared from her heart about that. And I talked a little bit about her last week because she has a Facebook page, Northeast Florida, special needs group. And I'll give you guys that in just a second. But she has a Facebook page where she actually has resources and events that are upcoming as well. And then we had Mr. Jay Brown on
from
Card Services, and he does the music therapy,
yes.
And he was on the radio program. So we, you know, I just all these people have been so near and dear to my heart. And then I can't forget about one of my good girlfriends, Miss Suzanne out there. And
hey,
she
Suzanne.
Always comes on and listens and supports, and she calls in, you guys, and she's been our call-in speaker. And just shared her story and her heart. And we just appreciate her being on all the times that she's called in and just shared from her heart and her story. Her son has cerebral palsy and Gabriel has autism. And, you know, we have just been able to be like the great balancing act for one another because we're able to, you know, she sees things from one way and I see things from another way. And that's like the wheelers and the walkers. And then we're able to together be help the masses. And
right.
So that's what we're able to do. And so thank you so much, Suzanne, for all the times that you've called in. And anybody that we're missing, charge it to our head and not our heart.
Yes.
We love you. We thank you for calling in. We thank you for being on our program. All of your time and your support means so much to us. So
right. We
are just thankful. Like this year has flown by. And we have so many dreams and goals that we want to pursue mm-hmm. for the upcoming year. And you guys that know us know that we really want to get a giveaway center that we can, you know,
center.
A multi-purpose center where we can mm-hmm. have, you know, a space that we can give things away out of to be able to bless other children and families with
mm-hmm.
special needs. We want to be able to do seminars out of that center and just be able to help people get connected to resources
right.
they need. A lot of times we do these things. We meet at different locations. I met at Panera Bread with people so many times, or they've come to my house and I've talked to them to try to help them get connected to resources or over the telephone. But we would love a giveaway center. So these are just some of our dreams that we're putting out there as we move forward. And last week or the week before, I think you guys heard us talk about we really want to get, and this is what Jacksonville, Orange Park, we need this, guys. We need to get a indoor pool where our kids can have something that they can utilize all year round
mm-hmm.
because sometimes the kids are not able to use the pools if they're not at the right temperature
right.
because their body temperatures aren't able to regulate heat like some typical children. And so we want to be able to get a pool
and a jacuzzi
and the jacuzzi, because some need the jacuzzi and some mm-hmm. need the pool. But we want to have this in our giveaway center.
Yes,
so
we
where
do.
People can come and be able to get that therapy. And that's right. all part of aquatic therapy. And we'll be able to teach water safety courses there and just be able to let it be a blessing. And I know we've already got therapists on board that are ready mm-hmm. and waiting. We just right. need the doors of heaven to open so that we can get the place yes. and be able to be a blessing to the people. So those are some yes. of the dreams that I have. And this year I would love to be able to help at least 50 to 100 families hands-on, be able to help 50 to 100 families, whether it's any type of assistance that we can. I know we've helped a lot of families with diapers and different things like that, but I would love to be able to help 50 to 100 families through our giveaway foundation, whether yes. it's monetary or resources, mm-hmm. direct resources that they need, or just anything that we can do to be a blessing. People are blessing people, you guys. People are donating cars, and we're able to people are donating clothes. I mean, we've yes. seen it all. Cars, clothes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. So we want to be able to be a blessing to the masses.
And, yes, that's so true.
And what are your dreams, Mommy?
Well, with me, it's always ministry, wherever I go.
Yeah. I know that's right.
So I just want to just be able to share Jesus.
That's right.
Be a witness, spread the gospel, encourage people along the way, and do what God tells me to do.
All right.
Yeah,
I know
so
that's
it's always
right.
about doing that and always being able to lend a helping hand
that's
to our
right.
fellow man and to always give. Always give.
Give
always
give,
stay in a give mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because it surely will come back to you.
And I think we stay in that mode all year long, you guys. And when you give, it surely does come back. And when you
right.
said it's always ministry with you, made me think of another person that we had come, Miss Christy
oh, yeah,
from
Miss
church.
Christy.
And
Yay.
She talked about special needs in the church and the mm-hmm. hardships of that. That was a great, great program we had about being able to go to church, you guys, with your children with special needs and finding the right place and the right fit for that. And
yes.
so thank you so much, Miss Christy, for coming along.
Yes.
You know, it takes special people, you guys, to have the heart to help
yeah.
the special people in our community. And so we're just so thankful to the Lord. And I know that this is going to be the year of breakthrough.
It
I've
is.
Been saying
year
this is
of prosperity.
The year of miracles.
Yes.
And those that weren't walking are going to walk. I said those that aren't talking are going to talk in the name of Jesus.
In
we're
the
just
name
believing
of Jesus.
God for great things for this
yes.
year. We have great things planned. And if you would like to support us in any way, if you know of anybody that would love to be on our program, if you know of anybody that will you think would be great with partnering up with us, if you would like to support us in any way, you can do so at www.giveawayfoundation.org, www.giveawayfoundation.org. If you are looking us up on the internet, Alan reminded me to make sure they put in star with two A's. That's STAARFIELDS, Starfields. If you type that name in, you'll see a lot of what we do along the journey in the community and all over the world.
Yes, I love you, Star.
I love you too, Mommy. And don't forget about Pastor Dab, Pastor D-A-B. So we love you
we
guys.
Love you all
Thanks
out
for
there.
Celebrating
Thank
with us
listening.
One whole year. Ready to win.
Thank you for listening.
Can't wait for the next year.
Yes.
God bless you.
God
Stay
bless
tuned.
You.
Bye now.
Bye now.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.